Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Tough Love Thursday. You may have noticed that I took a week off last week from these videos. So I'm so excited to be back and tune in with all of you. Last week, I was away at my somatic breathwork facilitator training, which is so exciting because I am now going to be stepping into the role of a breathwork facilitator and bringing that more into the work that I'm doing, not only on the podcast and within my communities and with my clients, but also in person in my community. So very excited about that. So stay tuned. If you're listening to this on the podcast, stay tuned for more explanations and curiosities about the power of breathwork in supporting our inner healing journey. And the connection, deep connection here with helping us heal our addictive patterns with sugar and food. So I can't wait to share more. And that is why I was not here last week. So I'm back. And we're diving right in to another amazing Tough Love Thursday truth for all of you that is deeply inspired by what I learned last week from my teachers and from my fellow students and even just within myself. And it's this truth that I've known for quite a while and has actually been a really massive underlying piece of my healing journey within my own nervous system, within my own traumas, my own emotional blockages, and my own coping mechanisms with sugar. And this truth, a tough love for all of you here today, is that you're not being present in your life. And lovingly calling us all out on this because we have gotten caught up in a world, in a society that teaches us to be go, 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 go all the time. And it has taught us to live in our head, live in the busyness, live in our heads. And essentially what this has done was has completely disconnected us from ourselves, from the wisdom of our bodies, and from our ability to actually go slow and be present with our day, be present with the people that we're spending time with, be present within our body and our emotions and our hunger cues when we're eating. There's so many ways that this presence no longer shows up in our society. And if we aren't willing, if you aren't willing to relearn how to become fully aware and present in your day-to-day life, you will most likely continue binging with sugar, continue numbing out with sugar, continuing trying to fill this void, this disconnection from the inside using food and sugar. And I want to offer instead this invitation for all of us to unsubscribe to the busyness and the headiness of the world that we live in and reclaim our divine right to be present, to allow ourselves to go slow through our days, to put down our damn phones when we're having a conversation with a loved one. I can't tell you how much I see couples out at dinner together, texting on their phones. There's so many ways nowadays that we have become disconnected from our fellow humans, from ourselves, with constant numbing out and distraction techniques. And I know this because every single one of my clients and myself have major resistance to sitting still, to literally being with yourself in silence, in stillness, with nothing to do. Right? We've lost the art of being bored. And we feel like we always need to be filling our time and our lives with stuff, with things to do, people to see. And it's completely taking us out of peace, happiness, groundedness, love, and connection, which hopefully by now you can deeply see and understand is what is creating this major void within your body, within your ability to feel your emotions, to honor your needs, to set your boundaries, to speak up for yourself, to use your voice. All of these so important pieces of what it means to be a human being. And when you don't slow down in your day enough to be present, fully present. And there's many different definitions of presence, but for me, what comes up right now is actually listening with your heart. Being present has nothing to do with being in your head, thinking about the next thing that you're going to say in this conversation that you're having with this person. Being present means being deeply connected with your breath, breathing into your stomach and your abdomen, these full, nourishing, soothing breaths, and noticing that you are calm. Noticing perhaps other emotions that are under the surface, simply noticing, being aware of your body, of the world around you, the person that in front of you having a conversation. Listening with your heart. And this is something that we have not been taught to do. So if you are resonating with any of this, please know that it's absolutely okay. There's no room for guilt or shame here, but this lack of presence in our world, in our societies, and in your life on a day-to-day basis is keeping you reaching to numb out with sugar and food. And unraveling this addiction that we all have to being busy and claiming our worth from how much we get done in a day needs to stop. And we need to begin inviting in this opportunity and curiosity of what life could have in store for us if we were actually more present. We actually soaked in the moments with loved ones, the moments with nature, the trips we explore, the foods that we're eating, instead of always rushing. So this is one of the potent and powerful things that conscious connected breath work can help us with, and why I am so deeply called to this work in supporting my own nervous system and also supporting my clients in being able to regulate and relax and be more in tune with what's happening in the body versus all the thoughts that are constantly roaming around in the mind. So this is a tough truth to sometimes admit and to swallow. I remember having to admit this to myself. I am not present. I am always thinking about a million things at once. I'm always trying to multitask. These are habits and patterns that I've been working at unraveling over the last years myself. And it takes time. Takes commitment, takes support, but trust me, it is so worth it to allow yourself to really enjoy life for the time that we're here on this planet. And side bonus and benefit, as we become more present in our day-to-day lives and we are more regulated in our nervous systems, we also lower our stress response. And I know so many of you out there feeling constantly stressed. Our digestion improves, inflammation in our body goes down, our sugar cravings go down, just based off of the switch and change in our stress hormones that are perhaps no longer being released in our bloodstream to the same extent that they were before you were present, when you were always busy, always running around, doing a million things at once. So I know sometimes it can feel like everything needs to get done at once, but it does not. And I want each of you to give yourself permission today to begin creating space to be present, to leave your phone in your purse when you're meeting with a friend, to go for a walk in nature without your headphones in, to taking moments in the morning to meditate or connect with a breath practice to tune into your body. There's so many beautiful ways that we can begin inviting presence into our life and to unsubscribe from these old paradigms of multitasking and overachieving and overdoing, because it's not serving you. It's not serving you. And you know that, and I know that. And let this be your invitation today to begin your journey into presence. I'm wishing you so much beauty in that journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I hope you loved this. I would love to hear from you in the comments below if you're watching this in my Facebook group. Let me know, what are you doing this week to invite in being more present in your life? I want to hear in the comments below. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode.